The shooter may be dead. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The intense search for the 17-year-old suspect in a Denver high school shooting appears to be over. His body reportedly found Wednesday night.
Local media reporting a body not yet formally identified has been found in a remote mountain area some 50 miles southwest of Denver, where the suspect's Volvo X90 was discovered hours after the shootings. 17-year-old Austin Lyle was identified as the shooter. Lyle was already subject to what officials at Denver's East High School called a safety plan, under which he was required to be patted down daily before entering the school.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Meantime, in New Jersey, Monmouth University telling everyone Wednesday night to shelter in place as they search for an armed man. No shots fired. As California deals with another atmospheric river storm that's left at least five dead, residents in parts of Arizona are being forced from their homes by floodwaters.
Oak Creek is roaring through Sedona, swollen with rushing water, prompting fears of flooding. Several homes, including several villas at a nearby resort, were evacuated as a precaution.
Oh, I've 10 being the worst. This is probably 9.5.
Pat McClintock has lived next to Oak Creek for nearly 30 years and is relieved the water did not reach his deck.
This is about the third time that it's flooded all the way across.
A handful of Sedona residents were told to shelter in place after the only road going to their houses turned into a river.
Nicole Garcia with Fox 10 Phoenix. And Russia stepped up its missile and drone attacks against Ukraine Wednesday, killing civilians, including seven students in a school dorm. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A teacher in Tennessee is accused of sexual abuse involving first grade students.
The Hamilton County Sheriff's Department says the teacher at Wallace A. Smith Elementary School was indicted by a grand jury after detectives got an allegation of inappropriate behavior and found several children identified as potential victims. The teacher was suspended from his job without pay 2 weeks ago once administrators were informed about the investigation. In a statement, the Hamilton County School District said these allegations are devastating and said counselors will be made available to any students, families, and faculty members who need support. The teacher is being held in jail. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Democratic lawmakers joined TikTok creators outside the Capitol Wednesday to denounce efforts to ban the social media app.
The rally comes ahead of TikTok's CEO speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday to address concerns about user data.
I didn't hear any member of Congress talk about banning Facebook for doing this.
New York Congressman Jamal Bowman pointing to past issues of social media platforms and security, wanting to address selling off data rather than a ban on TikTok. It's Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Spotify releases the official playlist for the coronation celebration of King Charles.
With Queens, We Are the Champions, David Bowie's Let's Dance, Slave to the Rhythm from Grace Jones, Spice Girls, Say You'll Be There, The Beatles, Come Together, Our House from Madness, and The Proclaimers, 500 Miles. Noticeably absent British legends, the Rolling Stones. King Charles will be crowned May 6th at Westminster Abbey. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Los Angeles is considering stiffer fines for catalytic converter thieves, possibly giving them up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.